Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Rusty, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sane Main, I recently ran into this meme, and I wanted you to discuss the responses below it. Guys began responding with memes that a woman who just wants to be a stay-at-home wife is so much better than a career woman. Don't these guys know that family court is still broken? She can walk out at any time and destroy you. These moron tradcon men learn nothing from Steven Crowder. In fact, they turned on him and assume he's just a bad guy, so his divorce struggle must be justified. I married someone who pretended to be interested in having a career, and I thought to myself, great, we can be dinks. Then after marriage, she changed her mind and wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but shrugged off the taking care of the home part. It was hell being the sole provider for all three of us. I worked myself to death, and she was still mad that I didn't have time for luxury dates, vacations, and sex. My life is now so much better divorced. There are Christian families throughout my neighborhood. The men in those homes seem awfully miserable. They have no autonomy and no financial freedom. I've seen the Dave Ramsey books on their bookshelves. The only meat in their refrigerators are hot dogs. They don't even have time for any social activities because their entire lives outside of work revolve around chauffeuring their kids to planned activities. I noticed TradCon silently taking over the manosphere. It really bothers me whenever these Daily Wire clowns show up in my YouTube feed. Or when a guy like Scott Galloway goes on Chris Williamson's podcast suggesting that men are losers now because so many don't want to get married. It's easy for Harrison Butker to push because he has a multi-million dollar income. That traditional lifestyle isn't for everyone though, and is harder than ever with the modern cost of living. Unquote. Well, Rusty, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Anyone following Dave Ramsey's investment advice these days is going to lead you to the poorhouse with the risk rate of inflation. Buying blue chip dividend stocks made sense when inflation was low, but now unless you're investing in disruptive technologies, you're just falling behind. After the MGTOW content creators were demonetized in 2018, it left a huge gap for conservative content creators and pickup roaches to appear. But don't worry though, they'll be gone at some point as AI girlfriends, surrogates, and lover bots show up, and younger men see relationships and marriages obsolete. These conservative clowns are like guys teaching other guys how to smoke cigars an hour or two before the Titanic finally goes down. Teaching men about dating and female nature today is like teaching someone to ride a horse in 1905, less than 5 to 10 years before all the horses were sent to the glue factory replaced by cars. It's time to put traditional relationships out to pasture and find a new reproductive arrangement. Eventually we'll see robotic Stepford wives for sex and to help you raise your designer children. At that point, traditionalism will finally be finished. As for the guys attacking Steven Crowder, that was just their white knighting for Crowder's wife. Because how dare you hurt a traditional woman that was nice to him? That's their thought process. They'll never listen to his side of the story and what she could have done to make him overreact. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Family Law Project. It's similar to RateMDs.com, and if you've been to a corrupt family court or woke school, you can now report terrible judges, teachers, caseworkers, and therapists on the Family Law Accountability Project. It helps you figure out which lawyers and educational institutions to avoid too. And by leaving a review, you help others having their academic or financial life wrecked by wokesters. What are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to TradCucks hate men just as much as Wokester's Clown World show. Back while I was still in a long-term relationship, I sat at a table with three other guys. Two were single, and the third was also in a relationship like I was. The two of us guys were making the case that a relationship was good, because we suffered for it. That the pain that our women put us under was worth the pleasure of the love, sex, and affection we received. Clearly we were deceived without even knowing it. We were miserable in many ways, but we still stayed. Part of it was the sexual benefit, but part of it was also our brains pumping our bodies full of hormones to want to provide and protect for women. All women. Without those, men would leave them to the wolves, or more likely, bears today. Both of our girlfriends didn't really do anything around the house, but at least they worked. But for how long was the real question if we became successful financially like you, Rusty? Years before that, I was in group therapy, and a guy in his late 40s and early 50s was sharing his story about his wife. They wanted to become a stay-at-home wife, but not do anything around the house. And she ended up becoming a hoarder and making an even bigger mess. I realized that if I didn't get out of my relationship, that would have been my life in the future. Group therapy in many ways saved my life. As for Tradcons quietly taking over the manosphere, most guys like Rolo Tomasi, Fresh and Fit, Nair and Clary, and others have girlfriends and wives, so their brains have configured themselves to serve as their women and defend all women in general. That's why I think I was at the top of the Homeland Security list, because I still use the MGTOW acronym, and I still encourage guys not to get married. Rusty, you told me behind the scenes that you have a hard time getting excited being with women these days because you see through all the manipulative games and you experience being with a so-called trad wife that lets you down. The reason we're seeing so many traditional women online now is because much of the manosphere has been saying that's what they want from women. Memes like those that you shared under the post show us some strong, stoic, conservative guys breeding themselves into oblivion and promoting traditional gender roles as the ideal. But the title of this video says it all. Traditional women can't be trusted. Trusted to stay traditional, that is. A while back, Lauren Southern pointed out that living the life of a trad wife was a disaster for her. She was the darling to the alt-right, almost like a modern-day Heidi. And if she couldn't handle it being surrounded by male and female conservative content creators, then what makes you think that the average woman will? You also pointed out that Scott Galloway and other men are calling men losers, basically shaming us if we don't get married. That's because they're wearing their love goggles and white knighting for all women. I don't see them as having any free will. They don't even realize what they're doing. I don't blame them, just like I don't blame women for their hypergamous instinct, or their instinct to pretend to be a trad wife so they can land some muscular, successful conservative guy. It's just NPC mating behavior and socialization. Then when she gets tired of it or bored because it's no longer hip and sporty, she dumps you and finds somebody else. There are way too many trad cuck men out there that are buying into the fantasy of the past, that women will go back to making them sandwiches and bearing their children. Just like most women got tired of traditionalism, men now need to do the same and embrace technological solutions for reproduction. We can't look to the past for simple solutions for today's complex problems. We need new ways of doing things, and I don't understand why most men these days are too lazy and uncreative to see that. I'm disappointed by most of the manosphere. So many guys are using knowledge about female nature to get relationships and marriages instead of seeing them for what they really are, a fraud and walking away. Men are also results-oriented, and when we see more women than ever saying they wish to be trad wives, we think to ourselves, we're finally making some progress. But the Lauren Southern comments and situation should be a massive wake-up call for everyone. But it won't be. The thirst is too powerful for most guys to let go of and stop simping. For a while there, I thought that men were going to start being enlightened with MGTOW philosophy. But a few years back, I realized that the only way that'll ever happen is through MGTOW technology, and not philosophy. Philosophy requires discipline and self-control, and even after taking the red pill, if men don't take the second red pill and go through their red pill rage 2.0, usually they'll go back to the plantation. Given the choice between dating feminist 304s and finding a trad wife after being red-pilled, most guys will choose the so-called traditional woman, with traditional gender roles. That's women's fallback backup plan if feminism out in the open doesn't work for them anymore. Then they'll pretend to be submissive and loving. But many guys such as yourself, Rusty, will learn that the moment you marry them and they become stay-at-home moms, they just revert back to laziness. This time period we find ourselves is temporary. The moment technology eventually frees us, you'll see the so-called traditional woman showing her true colors. Immediately and everywhere. Women will start to panic and be medicated to the extreme. If you're a therapist when Loverbots come out, you'll make an absolute fortune. If you can tolerate listening to women's verbal diarrhea, you'll probably have to raise your hourly rate to accommodate the ones that can pay, because there'll be just too damn many of them. All those strong, independent women that don't need a man will need you, of course. It's like you'll get paid to be put in the friend zone, and that'll basically be the lonely fool's business for men. Having basic conversations with real women because women won't want to talk to an AI or robots. You can't trust trad women, because given the choice, they would default to becoming liberated leftoids. If these so-called trad wives read their Bibles, then they would learn that in the end times, 10 women would cling to one man desperate for attention. Maybe that's what's about to happen. I hope God doesn't come back at the very moment we finally liberate ourselves from women. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Rusty for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that guys want to smash traditional-looking women, but don't realize that all women are the same on the inside. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that figure out that going back to traditionalism when the AI girlfriends and lover bots show up away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.